Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Exodus 4, verse 1 to Exodus 4, verse 31. God, Mo, and Aaron played the game of telephone, and the results are just about as cringeworthy awful as you figure they'd be.
Hello, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. Well, we've already downed another chapter. I mean, I've never, the only time I ever choked so hard is when I was eating angry. You never eat angry. And I took this mashed potatoes, I was like, so I was able to choke it down. I mean, some of it I had to spit out, but I wish I could spit out this Bible and just be done with it. But
we need a spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down here.
Yeah. Well, I don't think the spoonful of medicine would have helped the mashed potatoes, though.
Oh, right. Exodus.
Exodus.
Exodus 5. Verse 1. Mm-hmm. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness."
Let my people go. Let them stay. Make them stay. Let them go. Make them stay. I don't know.
We want to have a party. We're going to have nosh.
And you're not invited. I bet you if he had shown up to the Pharaoh and said, "Hey, we're having this huge-ass party. We would really like you to come. If you would come with us, and then, you know, we'll even kill a pig in your honor." Just saying. Even though we won't eat it, but we'll kill one for you because we know you eat pig. You know. So. 5:2 And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." That's a great question. I don't know who you're talking about. Who is this Lord you speak of? Can you prove it? This would be, if that was in the Pharaoh's place, like, I would say the same thing. I would say the same thing. Who is this Lord you're speaking of? I mean, apparently he's not one of the deities I worship, because I worship the goat over here. I mean, sure, it's annoying, it bleats a lot, but she's a good fuck. I'm just saying.
Well, the Pharaoh himself is considered to be a god.
That's true.
Too. It's like, well, what are you talking about? 5:3 And they said, "The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword."
Oh, it's a embedded threat. It's like, let us go, or, well, we might have to kill you, or we're going to, you know, bring down a plague of some sort, some kind of pestilence.
Right.
And this whole thing about, it's like, you already knew, God already said, he's not going to let you go, but go and ask him anyway. So, he should have gone in there and said, you know, I know you're going to say no. I'm going to get this right out of the way. I know you're going to say no, but I want you to let us go anyway. This never works anywhere else. Anywhere else. For any reason. I can't think of... This is... To me, this is like a 5-year-old saying, "I want to go. I want to drive the car, Mommy." No. Well, I want to do it anyway. You know she's going to say no.
Well, and he says, you know, the Pharaoh said, "I don't know this God," you know.
Yeah.
And instead of saying, "Well, this is our God," you know, they just say, "Well, he met with us," you know. And he says, "You need to let us go. Otherwise, strong arm threats."
Yeah, strong arm.
And I don't know if Pharaoh had his heart hardened by the Israelites, or if he just looked at him and said, "No."
Yeah. And to threaten him.
You don't show me no proof.
Right. And to threaten him on top of that. So you got to let us go, or otherwise we're either that, or I'm going to bring down a pestilence, or we might kill you. Yeah. Really? You don't have to harden my... Your God doesn't have to harden my heart because you just fucking threatened me, asshole. You think I'm going to go, oh, you threatened me. Well, in that case, I'll let you go now. Fuck off.
Yeah, I know.
There's no evidence. Okay, right there, that line right there, 5-3, says that there's no evidence that God hardened his heart. Because he threatened him and he acted like a normal human being. That's like, you threatened me, boy, I'm going to fucking mess you up.
Yeah. Yeah. He's absolute power. He's the ruler of this land. And so it's like, you don't go into the king's palace and throw down.
No, that's like if I walked into the president saying, hey, fucker, I know you're the president, I think, but my God says, I'm not going to pay taxes anymore. If you fucking make me pay taxes, I'll fucking kill you. Whoa. Secret Service. Where the fuck is the Secret Service on this guy? 5-4. And the king of Egypt. Now he's a king. He's a pharaoh. He's a king. He's a pharaoh. He's a king. He's black. He's white. Mm-hmm. He's orange. He's green. What the fuck? Make up your mind. Is he a pharaoh or is he a king? Make up your goddamn mind, Bible. You're drunk. Go home. And the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you unto your burdens? Okay, so basically...
Who are you? Yeah.
Yeah, who are you to tell me this? Go back. Get back to fucking work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who appointed you? Spokesman.
Yeah, who appointed you spokesperson?
I don't recognize your authority. 5-5. And Pharaoh said, behold, the people of the land are now many, and you make them rest from their burdens.
Yeah, you want to fucking flush my economy down so everybody can take off 3 days of work. Because this is not the weekend. If you had come on the weekend when we normally get 2 days off, I might have given you an extra day just for that. But seeing as how that you're doing it in the middle of the work week, fuck off. I mean, we have it. If you'd come with me, made a request, gone through the legal system, maybe got a holiday, yeah, we could have worked with that. But no, demanding it in the middle of a work week, fuck off.
Yeah.
5-6. And Pharaoh commanded the same day that the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, broken sentence.
5-7. Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, and as heretofore, let them go and gather straw for themselves. So...
What?
Well, straw is used in making brick. It helps to strengthen.
Okay.
You put the straw in with the clay, and it makes a stronger brick.
Okay.
You put the fiber. You're putting fiber in there. So now, instead of bringing the straw to the people, they have to go gather the straw and make the bricks. So he's doubled their workload, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. Then he just said that. Just make him give him double. Make him work harder now because this fucker has decided to. And that doesn't. All right. In that instance, I got to say, this doesn't make any sense either. Why is this guy sudden? This guy, he doesn't know. Just says, come on, let me go and take all these people away. So instead of punishing the guy that's making these demands, he's putting all this extra work on all these other people. Is this like trying to say, okay, if I fuck with these people, they're going to turn their anger against this one dude and say, okay, I understand the psychology. It's fucking retarded, though. It's fucking retarded because it doesn't always work.
Yeah, yeah. The people are probably going to be more concerned with the fact that they have all this extra work than to have any energy left over to be angry at one person.
Right. And, you know, this is the same kind of, all right, if you ever seen, there's this movie, I forget if it's Platoon or something. Everybody else in the platoon has to work harder or do more push-ups because of one fuck-up. Everybody, right, fuck-up over here is screwing everybody else over. Let him know how much he's holding back the entire army platoon by being a fuck up, because I'm going to make you work harder and turn all your hate away from me and put it on him. No. You're the guy that's cracking the whip. You're the guy that should be getting pissed off at, not this other dude. Whatever. It's that mentality. Where are we at? Six?
Eight.
Eight? Okay, thank you. I didn't want to go back. 5-8. And the tale of the bricks? The bricks are now telling tales. Great. I'll remember that when I want to read something. I'll go fucking read a goddamn brick. And the tale of the bricks, which they did make their heretofore. Oh, fucking weird words. Heretofore. Ye shall lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish out thereof, for they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Okay, so they're screaming. Okay, they want to go. Now because they're making them work harder, they're saying, let us go sacrifice. They're not wanting to sacrifice. They just want to get out of doing goddamn work. Let me go have a drink. My God, I'm like, my fingers are bloody. Let me go take a break. You don't want to go sacrifice. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to say, you have to say that Pharaoh's like, if they have that much time that they can, you know, they if they're that far ahead in their work that they can take 3 days off. Then
yeah.
They're lazy. They need to work harder.
Yeah.
But the Bible's just painting Pharaoh in a really, really shitty light.
Oh, absolutely they are. They're trying to make the Pharaoh the bad guy. They're building up to making him the bad guy. When in fact, it's Moses and his entourage. They're actually the bad guys in this. Everybody's reading the Bible backwards. Moses is the good guy and Pharaoh's the bad guy. No, Pharaoh's the good guy in this story. Well, for the most part, I mean, he's kind of an asshole, but he's being put. His buttons are being pushed by this fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. He's reacting as we would expect somebody to react.
Exactly.
Not somebody who's being manipulated by God. Not anything else. 5-9. Let there more work be laid upon the men that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words.
Okay. So all right. So it's that whole mentality. I'll make them work harder because they're claiming they want to go worship their God. So this is the persecution that's being built into this too. It's like, well, because you want to worship your God, I'm going to make sure I persecute you even more. Just so the fact is that so you can't go do this thing. That's what I'm seeing anyway.
I don't remember reading anywhere that Egyptians were exclusive about their gods either.
Exactly.
I'm realizing most ancient places, they were fine if you had your gods and they had their gods. Mm-hmm. They didn't care.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, they had a lot of multiple gods. I mean, they wanted you to worship the pharaohs or the kings or whatever as the main god. But if you had your little household gods or whatever, they really didn't give a shit because it didn't affect them as long as they got work out of you the one day.
Yeah.
5-12? Yes.
10.
We're at 10. I thought we were further ahead.
For, we can be.
Sure. We,
sure.
Exodus 40.
God has a 40.
God, he has a God getting a 40. Yeah.
It's his 40th one of the day.
It's his 40th
that
one of the day.
That explains a lot.
It does explain a lot. God, 5:10. And the taskmasters of the people went out, and and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Oh, fuck! Why did we need this line? This line doesn't make sense. Why?
Because it's padding out. It's repeating. Because the taskmasters... Now they get to tell the people. 5:11. Go ye, get you straw where you can find it. Yet not aught of your work shall be diminished.
Again, so, it's just fucking repeating the goddamn same fucking lines.
We have the same quotas in place, but you also have to do this other work.
Here's some extra work for you. We've given you extra work because you want to go worship another god, which never happened. 5:12. So the people were scattered abroad throughout the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw.
Well, you know, I can see a flaw in this plan. Aren't you compromising the integrity of the bricks with which you're building buildings?
Uh-huh.
By having inferior.
Oh, but the Pharaoh doesn't care. As long as he can punish the workers, even though there's not the proper building materials, he doesn't care because he's really fond of having shit fall down on his head. Nobody in their right mind would say this. Like, oh, I don't have enough straw. Well, build it anyway. Only people who do that are fucking people who want to cut corners to make a buck. There is no motivation to make a buck.
No.
I see no other motivation here. I see no other motivation here. This line doesn't make a goddamn bit of sense.
5:13, and the taskmasters hasted them, saying, fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw.
What?
Again, same. They have still have the same deadline. Quotas and deadlines have not changed. They just have to, you know, if there really are millions of Hebrews, this shouldn't be that bad.
No.
There's a lot of them there.
Yeah. What are all the other ones doing? They're all taking a nap?
I don't know.
If you got millions of people working, you could build a civilization pretty fucking fast. I'm just saying. 5:14, and the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh taskmasters had set over him, were beaten and demanded, wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today? Not compound word. As heretofore. They put heretofore as a compound word and today as not a compound word. Very good.
As separate words.
Brilliant.
Separate words.
Brilliant, Bible. Brilliant. Your God doesn't know the word today? Okay. Thank you. Proof there is no God. You can't. That just one. 5:14 proves there is no God that wrote this Bible. Just saying.
Yeah. 5:15, then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? You might want to talk to Moses about that.
Yeah, well, I might want to talk to Moses. He's the one that pissed off the Pharaoh or king or whatever.
He's the one who was out in the desert getting high and yep. had a message from God. And he and his brother devised this magic trick scheme to get you guys a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he could have just gone through channels and said, hey, you know, can we just like, you know, have a few
Tell
days?
Yeah. About it.
Go through it and threaten the Pharaoh on top of it.
Threaten the Pharaoh's life. Yeah. You know, Moses kind of has a history of violence. Maybe
yes,
he's
he
throwing all this on God, and it's actually his own deal. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. 5:16. There is no straw given unto thy servants, and they say to us, make brick, and behold, thy servants are beaten. But the fault is in thine own people.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not our fault. It's yours. Whoa, these people do not know how to negotiate.
They do not. You tell us to make brick and then you beat us, but it's your fault.
Yeah. Wow. Gimme straw. 5:17, but he said, ye are idle, ye are idle. Therefore you say, let us go down and do sacrifice to the Lord.
Oh, Christ.
I do kind of like this line. He says, yeah, oh. Yeah, we can't do this, but boo-hoo, we want to take 3 days off. I don't know.
Boss says no. We're in a heavy work week. You can't do it. You're not going anywhere.
I'm sorry. I'm still blown away by them saying that it's the fault of the Pharaoh and his people. Wow. Anyway, 18.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's Moses' fault that started all this shit. But no, it's the Pharaoh's fault because they don't know. They weren't told. All right. They weren't told what Moses did. They weren't told that Moses went up to the Pharaoh, king, whatever, and threatened his life. But it's Pharaoh's fault for making them work harder. No, it's more. Yes. You're fucking. They don't know this. This is the most underhanded fucking thing I've ever read. They just like, oh well, see, because even though I'm not going to tell you what I did to cause this, I pissed off the guy that's in charge. So he's going to make everybody work harder, but you don't know that part, so it's his fault. Fuck off, yeah, Moses. Moses is not a nice guy. This is no better than the fucking televangelist at this point.
I think he's hearing voices. Yes. This is his scheme.
Yeah, this guy Moses is not it's not a moral person here. We're at 18, I think, or 20.
Yes. 18. Yes, 18.
Okay. 5:18. Go work there. Go work therefore now and work and thou and oh fuck this line. 5:18. Go therefore now and work, for there shall be no straw be given you, yet shall ye deliver the tale of bricks. Again, I'm gonna have to go find a brick to read. Now, why would you want? Why would you
bricks?
The tale of bricks. Why would you fucking? If straw is the compound you need, and you don't have it, you don't keep making it. It's like I'm gonna go build this car, but hey, this car has no engine. But that's all right. Just keep building the cars. The engine? Oh well, we know we need it for the car to run, but. We don't have any engines. We don't have enough parts for the engines. Or let's just say we don't have enough parts for the engine. We don't have, like, say, the camshaft. We're going to build the rest of the engine, but we're not going to put the camshaft in there. So this car looks all built and everything, but the one piece that's needed for this car to run isn't in the car. So this car will never fucking run. What fucking sense does that make?
Well, obviously they were getting the straw from somewhere. Is it somewhere nearby? Why don't the Hebrew people just go out into those fields where the straw came from in the first place and harvest it and bring it in? Well, I don't understand that. And if they've been buying it from somewhere else, they've just ruined the economy of a whole other place that was selling them the straw to make the bricks. I don't understand why the Hebrew people had to go look for stubble. Again, like I said, it was there. Obviously, it was somewhere. It didn't just, poof into place.
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense why they're bitching about this. There's enough people they should be able to have a brigade going out and cutting down straw and bringing it in. 19?
Yes.
And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were evil. Oh, sorry. And the officers of the children of evil. Israel.
No, you had it right. It's evil. The children of evil.
Freudian slip. The officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case, as it was said, ye shall not minish aught from your bricks of your daily task.
Oh, Christ. No, you had it right. They're evil. The children of evil.
I got nothing.
I bring this line as like, okay, see the Egyptians, they're the evil fucks. We're the nice guys because we're being persecuted by the Egyptians.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
5:20. And they met Moses and Aaron who stood in the way as they came forth from Pharaoh.
Oh, this will be good.
Okay, this is gonna get good. Hey, Moses, Aaron, what the shit, man? You guys come up and see. You guys go up and meet the Pharaoh, and now my workload is doubled. What the shit?
What the hell
is going on? What the
him?
Hell did you fucking say to him? It was bad enough. I can't feel my hands anymore.
Oh, shit.
I want to see what he says. I gotta see what he fucking says.
5:21. And they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because ye have made our Savior to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us.
Oh, fuck me. He's blaming them now. He comes out and says, hey, it's not me. It's not the Pharaoh. It's you. Holy shit, monkeys.
I think the Hebrews are the ones. That's what they said. Is that what they said to Moses and Aaron?
I'm looking at this. What Moses and Aaron and said to, either. All right, maybe it's all right. Maybe it's that way. I'm reading it as if Moses and Aaron were saying this to the people, saying, "Hey, you guys didn't appreciate your God, so Pharaoh is fucking with us now," or something like that. I don't know. Unless this is the other way, and because they're saying unto them, because there's no proper pronouns around here, they say unto them, who's who here? Okay, because it said, the Lord look upon you and judge, because you've made our Savior and be a whore in the eyes of the Pharaoh. Okay, all right, now I'm reading a little bit more context into this. Is maybe they're saying to Aaron and Moses, say, hey, fuckers, you fucked with us, because you've now pissed off our Pharaoh. Right. Because now we're working harder because of you fuckers.
And now yes, I think that's what it is. They're pissed.
They are pissed. They should be. They have a reason to be pissed.
Yeah. Yep.
They're trying to put it off as this is Pharaoh's work because he just, you know, he's an asshole. But because of your actions, Moses, you've made him and you've pissed him off. I'd be pissed off too. And I would be completely within my rights.
Yeah, if you went to work tomorrow and you had to do your shift and somebody else's shift and still get it all done at the same time and everything. And it was because somebody else mouthed off to the boss.
I'd be pissed off.
Oh, yeah. You'd want that person's neck. Even.
Oh, absolutely, I would. I think that's a reasonable thing to feel.
Yeah.
522?
22. Yes. That's you.
That's mine, yes. 522, and Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, wherefore hast thou so evil threatened this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me? Oh, you fucker. You fucking piece of shit.
You said you were going to have my back, man.
Yeah, where the hell were you? And the fact, first off, Moses, you fucking threatened the, you threatened him. Whose fucking fault is that? Is that God's fault? I don't remember God saying go up and threaten him. I don't remember reading that anywhere in there. He said just go up and show him some magic and say, hey, God, I'm God. I sent you. He didn't say, I'm going to send plagues down your way and possibly a sword down your fucking throat if you don't let us go. He never said that. I mean, okay, I give God a lot of shit on this show. But the fact is, God never said that. He just said, here, go do a magic trick. Prove that I'm real. That's it. He never said, go to the Pharaoh and say, threaten his fucking life. If I was God, I'd be saying, hey, you're fucking fired. I didn't tell you to threaten him. You just ruined my partnership.
Huh.
I don't remember him.
Well, I'm trying to remember too, but I'll go ahead and we're trying to finish this chapter here, I guess. 5:23, for since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all.
No, he didn't do any. He didn't do any evil to these people. He got pissed off because you fucking threatened him, Moses. You fucking threatened him.
Moses is talking to God, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Is that?
Okay. But Moses,
God is saying he's talking to God. Say, hey, he's doing evil shit to them now. Why is that happening? Like, because Moses, in your limited mental capacity, you threatened the ruler of a nation or a country or whatever, and you think that. This reaction that he had is an evil one. If you had not fucking walked up there and said, I'm going to send plagues and or a sword your way, maybe this shit wouldn't have happened. Maybe he would have said that, you know, I'll consider it. Give me a good reason why I should consider it. You threatened my life. I'm gonna fucking come down on you as like hard rain.
Now, okay, in Exodus 3, verse 20, God said, "And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders,
yep,
which I will do in the midst thereof, and then he will let you go." So he does say he will do it. Mm-hmm. He does say he will harm the Pharaoh.
He didn't say he was going to harm the Pharaoh, but he says that he was going to harm the people of Egypt, not the Pharaoh. And he was directing this directly at the Pharaoh. He says, "I'm going to bring a plague."
Yeah.
Right, first, it was a plague. Okay, all right. Okay. That I'll bring a plague. Big fucking whoop. But then he said, "Sword." Okay, that's a threat because you're threatening physical violence. And he's like, I would take it as you're going to threaten. You're threatening me personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. So anyway.
So Moses took that threat and ran with it and embellished it. Just said it very vaguely. But I guess it was directed by God, because according to the Bible, he was speaking to Aaron to speak what God was speaking.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's what he claims he said. But maybe Aaron was there. He's like, by the way, I'm going to add in this extra embellishment because I can't remember shit. And I like to, you know, be a drama queen and shit and add a little extra in there just to make it sound like we're legit or some shit. Who knows?
Well, that's what you get when you play the game of telephone.
Yep. Yep. Lots of telephone here. There's lots of fucking game of telephone going on here. But we don't play telephone with you on Twitter. We certainly do not. I mean, we can, but it's boring. But if you want to play the game of telephone on Twitter with us, you can reach us at ABANW Podcast. And if you want to play telephone or send money through the telephone or through your wires or cable or satellite or cell phone or whatever, you can do it through Patreon at patreon.com/ABANDNW. And we can also play telephone on Facebook at facebook.com/ABANDNW. And let's see how far that game progresses.
There's a meme for that.
Yeah, there is a meme for that. You can, speaking of memes, you can also find our show, Meme Free, over at abandw.wordpress.com, where you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. And you can email us with your questions, comments, love, and hate mail, or telephone, game of telephone, over at tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. Also, please remember to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can also find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Also, please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and all those great locations as well. So until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.